Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shabrasachi Vartacharya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that a new chapter is being added to India's Make in India journey, marking an important day in the nation's goal of Make in India and Make for the World. Addressing a gathering after inaugurating the production of hybrid battery electrodes at the TDS lithium-ion battery plant in Gujarat, PM Modi said the occasion also gives a few new dimension to the friendship between India and Japan. Mr. Modi said India has the strength of democracy, the advantage of demography, and a large pool of skilled workforce. He pointed out that companies like Maruti Suzuki have become brand ambassadors of Make in India. Earlier, PM Modi flagged off the Made in India Battery Electric Vehicles, BEVs, e-Vitara from Hansalpur in Gujarat. The vehicles will be exported to over 100 countries, including key markets like Europe and Japan. The Prime Minister also launched the next phase of India's battery ecosystem with the start of local production of hybrid battery electrodes. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has said that India's own Iron Dome, Sudarshan Chakra, will protect strategic, civilian and nationally important sites, being both as a shield and a sword. While addressing the Ran Sambad 2025, a two-day tri-service dialogue on warfare and warfighting at the Army War College in Madhya Pradesh today, General Chauhan said the system will entail the development of robust infrastructure and processes for the detection, acquisition and neutralization of the enemy's air vectors, including the use of soft skills and hard skills. The Indian Navy will commission two of its advanced stealth frigates, Udaygiri and Himgiri, in Vishakhapatnam today. The P-17A frigates displace about 6,700 tons, making them slightly larger than their predecessor Shivalik-class frigates. The ceremony will be presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on an official visit to Japan on Thursday. Mr. Modi will be in Japan on the 29th and the 30th of August to hold the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit with the Prime Minister of Japan, Shigeru Ishiba. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Foreign Secretary Bikram Misri said that the annual summit will give both prime ministers opportunity to do in-depth review of bilateral ties and take stock of progress. Following the visit to Japan, PM Modi will visit Tianjin, China for the 25th meeting of the Council of Heads of State of the Shanghai Cooperation Council, SCO, on the 31st of this month. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting search operations at 13 different locations across Delhi NCR, including the residence of former Delhi Health Minister Saurabh Bharadwaj, in a case related to Delhi hospital construction scam. The ED is conducting search operations in the alleged irregularities in hospital construction projects sanctioned during the Aam Aadmi Party government's tenure. In Jammu and Kashmir, continuous heavy rainfall over the past 24 hours has triggered a critical flood situation across Jammu division, with water levels in several major rivers and tributaries rising sharply. The Met Department has predicted more rain in the coming hours, raising fears of further inundation in low-lying areas. The Tawi River in Jammu was flowing at 24.97 feet in the morning. In view of the inclement weather conditions, all government and private schools across the Jammu division are closed today for the second consecutive day. Continuous rain in many parts of Punjab for the last couple of days and flowing down of rainy water from Himachal Pradesh to rivers in Punjab has put the border state on alert. The swollen rivers, including Bij, Ravi and Satluj, have inundated many parts of Fazilka, Firozpur, Kapurthala, Hoshiarpur, Gurdaspur and Pathankot, throwing normal life out of gear and flattening the standing crops. Intermittent rain in Himachal Pradesh has badly affected normal life. The rivers and streams are overflowing due to the continuous rain, and incidents of landslides are being reported at many places. The Met Department has issued a red alert for heavy rain in two districts of the state, Kangra and Chamba. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.